Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show, Sound Effect. This next story comes from the show's 100th new episode. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Today's show is a little different. Normally, we have a specific theme to connect all of our stories, but as we celebrate the show's 100th episode, we decided to shake things up. All the stories you're about to hear, well, the thing that they have in common is an address. Suite 100. And it's kind of like a game show. What's behind the door? Well, for our first story, the door is a little hard to find. If you drive south on I-5 from Tacoma near Lakewood, just off to the right, there is a two-story office building. You could whiz by 100 times and never notice. At 9500 Front Street, you enter Suite 100 from the parking lot in the back. The name on the door, Tacoma Treatment Solutions, doesn't really give away what the place does or what it means to the 400 people who come here every day. So we sent 88.5's Paula Whistle to check it out.
I'm here a little after 7 in the morning on a Tuesday, and for the past 2 hours, a steady stream of clients have been coming and going. It's a real cross-section. I see several young women in jeans. Others seem to be dressed for the office. There are a few guys in baseball caps, and there's an elderly gentleman going through the door who uses a walker.
Am I right in your way?
What they have in common is they're all here to get their daily dose of methadone.
Okay, you're good. Good.
Yep.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you.
Everyone here is addicted to either heroin or prescription pain meds. Methadone, which is also an opioid, helps them get off those drugs. People drive from all over, Olympia, Gig Harbor, just to get their methadone. It comes in liquid form, which you drink out of a paper cup. Most clients are only here for about 10 minutes. They come, take their medication, then in many cases, head off to work. The most difficult part of recovery is walking through the door for the first time.
My name's Taylor, and I'm 44 years old. And I've been coming here for, in April, it will be 2 years.
Taylor, which isn't her actual name, she asked that we protect her identity, could easily be mistaken for staff. Fashionably dressed, her shoulder-length dark hair well-groomed, she holds a Starbucks coffee cup while we chat. Her journey into opioid addiction began like it does for so many, with an injury, in her case, a car accident, and pain medication prescribed by her doctor.
I ended up with a broken foot and a broken ankle, and, you know, here it was, using them for, you know, a legitimate reason, and pretty soon it starts to become something to make it easier to deal with the world.
Things started to fall apart. Taylor, who was working, going to school, and dealing with being a single parent, ended up declaring bankruptcy because she had so many medical bills. As a result, she lost her doctor and her access to pain meds. It was a tipping point. The moment when she went from using legally prescribed drugs to ones that came from the street.
I was like, what the heck am I going to do? And somebody says, oh, I know somebody, and they actually have some medication, and they'll sell it to you. And I didn't ask questions why they were selling them. I had no clue. It wasn't my business, or so I thought. It just, so many stresses in your life, it gets easier to, oh, I don't have to deal with that. I can just stuff it down. You take another pill, and it's like, I'm not anxious. Okay, I can deal with that. I wasn't one of those people that just took it and nodded out and did nothing with my life. I mean, I was going to school 21 credits. I was working a full-time job. I had being a single mom, and I took care of my parents who were disabled. And, you know, all of these things just kept coming. And there was no time, you know, to just stop and really deal with myself. I felt like one of these days my number's going to be up. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what if I get caught getting this from somebody? What's going to happen then? Then you're really going to lose your home and your kids and your car and your career. And I really didn't want to lose all of that. Who wants to look in the mirror and go, I'm living a lie? Is that the person I really want my kids to see? is that the person I want to become? Because maybe I'm fine now and I have all these things, but I'm sure the person on the street who has a problem with heroin once upon a time thought the same thing. And I just didn't want to be that kind of statistic.
Things became urgent after she lost several friends to drugs, suicide, and overdoses. An online search for help brought her here to Tacoma Treatment Solutions.
And I was terrified to come in here, truthfully. I was like, these people are going to judge me. You know, I'm used to people looking up to me, and now I'm going to have to be weak and admit that there's something wrong here. And I was so lucky that the person who worked at the front desk, the receptionist, she took me back and she talked to me. And at that point in time, my heart was so heavy that I just kind of threw this all up onto her. And amazingly, she didn't look at me like it was a piece of garbage. And she said, you know, this is what we do, and I think it can help you.
What they did was provide counseling, group therapy, and of course, a daily dose of methadone overseen by medical professionals.
My name is Dr. Gregory Parada. I am the medical director here at Tacoma Treatment Solutions. And with regards to what methadone does to your body compared to, say, heroin or other things, I think there's a lot of misconception out in the community about what that is. People tend to think like we're just kind of replacing one thing for another, or you know, how is that not like using? But addiction itself actually has more to do with everything around, like what happens around the heroin use, like when you're lying, cheating, stealing, having to do what you need to do to get that, the drive that the high produces and the avoidance of withdrawal. Those things are very powerful, and they make good people do things that they would normally not do. So what the methadone does is it replaces that craving for it in a way that does not produce the high anymore. That just kind of keeps them even, keeps their brain receptors covered, and they don't get high, they don't go through withdrawal.
But isn't the high kind of what you're addicted to? So if you take the high away, do you still have a desire for the heroin?
After a while, for most opiate, I would say actually for almost all opiate addicts, it's more about avoiding the withdrawal. The withdrawal can be very powerful. It basically is like the worst flu you ever had, combining that with diarrhea, vomiting. But it's like that, but 10 times worse.
He says it's up to the patient to decide if they'll stay on methadone long term or get weaned off of it. For Taylor, the choice for now is to remain on methadone indefinitely.
The nice thing is you take it and it's almost kind of like set it and forget it. The nice thing is not being obsessed or thinking about that.
There aren't too many clinics like this around. Communities tend to fight methadone clinics, concerned about the clientele they'll attract. In fact, there are only two in all of Pierce County. When Taylor first started coming here, she drove 40 miles each way every single day to get her methadone.
I would try to get here in between 5 and 5:30.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning. And so that would require getting up at about 3:30, getting ready, preparing everybody's stuff to get out the door, and then, of course, the traffic to get here, which can be sometimes pretty crazy out there. I kind of had to learn to kind of get all of my ducks in row.
Now, after 2 years, she doesn't have to come as often. She's given a 2-week supply of methadone that she keeps at home in a safe and doles out on her own. As for if she worries about slipping back into her old ways, she says all she has to do is think of her 6 children.
I just couldn't imagine having my kids go, my mom died from an accidental overdose. I mean, how sad is that?
Taylor says this is something she's committed to for the long haul. The treatment costs her about $430 out of her own pocket each month, but she says it's worth it. It's a long-term investment she's willing to make.
That story from 88.5's Paula Whistle.